The Flying Dutchman by Edwin Arlington Robinson. Unyielding in the pride of his defiance, afloat with none to serve or to command, lord of himself at last, and all by science, he seeks the vanished land. Alone by the one light of his one thought, he steers to find the shore from which he came, fearless of in what coil he may be caught on seas that have no name. Into the night he sails, and after night there is a dawning. Thought there be no sun, wherefore with nothing but himself in sight, unsighted he sails on. At last there is a lifting of the cloud between the flood before him and the sky. And then, though he may curse the power aloud that has no power to die, he steers himself away from what is haunted by the old ghost of what has been before, abandoning as always and undaunted one fog-walled island more. Father Mapple's Hymn from Moby Dick by Herman Melville. The ribs and terrors in the whale arched over me a dismal gloom, while all God's sunlit ways rolled by and lift me deepening down to doom. I saw the opening maw of hell with endless pains and sorrows there, which none but they that feel can tell. Oh, I was plunging to despair. In black distress I called my God, when I could scarce believe him mine. He bowed his ear to my complaints. No more the whale did me confine. With speed he flew to my relief, as on a radiant dolphin born. Awful yet bright as lightning shone the face of my deliverer, God. My song forever shall record that terrible, that joyful hour. I give the glory to my God, his all the mercy and the power.
Hymn to the North Star by William Cullen Bryant. The sad and solemn night hath yet her multitude of cheerful fires. The glorious hosts of light walk the dark hemisphere till she retires. All through her silent watches, gliding slow, her constellations come and climb the heavens and go. Day, too, hath many a star to grace his gorgeous reign as bright as they. Through the blue fields afar, unseen, they follow in his flaming way. Many a bright lingerer, as the eve grows dim, tells what a radiant troop arose and set with him. And thou dost see them rise, star of the pole, and thou dost see them set. Alone in thy cold skies, thou keep'st thy old unmoving station yet, nor join'st the dances of that glittering train, nor dipp'st thy virgin orb in the blue western main. There at morn's rosy birth thou lookest meekly through the kindling air, and eve that round the earth chases the day beholds thee watching there. There noontide finds thee, and the hour that calls the shapes of polar flame to scale heaven's azure walls. Alike beneath thine eye the deeds of darkness and of light are done. High toward the starlit sky towns blaze, the smoke of battle blots the sun, the night storm on a thousand hills is loud, and the strong wind of day doth mingle sea and cloud. On thy unaltering blaze the half-wrecked mariner, his compass lost, fixes his steady gaze, and steers undoubting to the friendly coast. And they who stray in perilous wastes by night are glad when thou dost shine to guide their footsteps right. And therefore, bards of old, sages and hermits of the solemn wood, did in thy beams behold a beauteous type of that unchanging good, that bright eternal beacon, by whose ray the voyager of time should shape his heedful way.